living in a rural residential setting and surrounded by the natural beauty provided by forests, lakes, and mountains, can only be enjoyed when water is present. To what degree does the real estate market recognize its connection with water? And what words of wisdom does the industry offer? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Michael Strait, realtor and broker of his company, VIP Properties, has been active in the real estate industry since 1979. He has served since 1986 as chairman of the MLS committee and board member, president, and director of the California Association of Realtors. VIP Properties has recognized water's importance in rural residential real estate for a long time. Now, the issue is surfacing.
The issue is pretty large because we're seeing a lot of problems with well water right now. There's an awful lot of wells that are going dry. The county spent, I think, $150,000 quite a number of years ago, it might have been 15 years ago, to try and determine what the groundwater supply was, how it's recharged, how much there is. No one knows too much about the groundwater supply up here or how it's charged. It is fractured rock, and there's groundwater running in those fractures. So when you drill a well, you're trying to hit a fracture. When you have no water, it makes the property pretty valueless. You cannot live in a property without water. So you have to have domestic water supply for drinking and showers and toilets and that kind of thing. So a piece of property without water is really unbuildable.
Many times, new buyers assume water is present on all properties. Water supply has never been an obvious risk to residential property owners. Unfortunately, water may simply not be consistently available beneath a rural property. It is many times assumed that the local governing entity knows about its community's groundwater supply.
Well, the county has some requirements for the level of production. However, there's nobody to check on it. So if the level of production changes over a period of time, there's no way for the county to find out that that level of production has changed. I did sell a piece of property one time that originally had a 120-gallon-a-minute well on it. When we had the well tested, it was less than a gallon a minute. My buyer hung in there. The seller drilled a new well about 100 feet away and got 75 gallons a minute, so he went ahead with the purchase. But a well can change, so it went from 120 to less than a gallon a minute.
Michael has noticed two trends. Information on water supplies is more commonly being requested by buyers. And people in the county are recognizing that groundwater limited areas do exist in some rural residential settings.
Well, the trend is to require some sort of domestic water supply. And the trend that I see is that we're seeing more and more problems with well water up here. The basic thing is for buyers and sellers is make sure that there's some documentation on the water supply. And it doesn't really matter how long ago there was any kind of report done on the well. It should always be done again. It should be a current report. Any buyer should recognize that that report is good only on the date that they get the report and that that well can change.
Buyers and realtors are increasingly encouraging sellers of rural residential properties to provide some type of water information. Even at risk to a buyer, money is spent on drilling a well as a verification that the land has potable water beneath it.
Nowadays, it's almost mandatory that almost always is requested to have a well test. If there is no well on the property, the buyers now are pretty much requiring a seller or asking the seller to drill a well in escrow. And I would never recommend anybody buy a piece of property without a well on it. If it doesn't have one now, it needs to be drilled, even if the buyer pays for it and walks away from it.
The basic questions that rural residential well owners or owners-to-be can be distilled down to this. Do I have enough water to run my household today? And will this water still be present in years to come? The only way to know this is to identify your well's vulnerabilities to diminishing water availability, changing water quality, or infringement of your groundwater rights. Education and collection of water information is the most important first action. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.